Thank you.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on? Okay. So I do have slides. Yes.
You got the baton.
I got the baton.
Right.
I'm okay. All right. So my understanding is, I was supposed to discuss the way forward on trade digitalization, right? So in ESCAP, we're doing quite a bit on trade digitalization these days, right? We for paperless trade, cross-border paperless trade. So in order to keep to the 6 or 7 minutes, I decided, okay, I better have slides so I can show you, and then you can go and go to the links if you're interested. I mean, our first point is on the way forward. It's important to monitor. You know, you need to know what is happening in order to actually move forward. And so one of the things that we launched, in fact, 2 weeks ago at the 8-4 Trade Global Review in collaboration with all the five regional commission and UNCTAD, is a trade digitalization index that covers 15 paperless trade and cross-border paperless trade measures. It covers 163 countries, so I would guess every country that 164 countries. So I guess every country in the room should essentially be featured. You can access the data, right, if you're interested to see where you stand, right, where each country stand, by going to the website here I'm mentioning. I think we heard from Netherlands in one of the panels. So Netherlands is actually a very, very top performer in the trade digitalization index. But one of the, I mean, I guess the key finding from the DTI, the TDI, right, analysis, right, the data analysis, is really that countries are implementing national single windows. Countries are implementing national systems for paperless trade, but moving to cross-border paperless trade, right? Electronic exchange of data and documents across border is really where the problem is, right? And we see very little, I mean, limited implementation in that regard. We see a lot of bilateral projects happening, sub-regional projects going on. But again, then you become, and then you have the issue, right? Which standards do you use? Are all those bilateral systems interoperable with each other and so on, right? So first point is measuring trade digitalization. So we have a tool for you on that. The second thing is, if you look at what are the bottleneck or the challenges, the key challenges to cross-border paperless trade. Yes, we mentioned standard, we mentioned legal framework, but at the end of the day, what a key challenge is intergovernmental cooperation between countries, right? So in Asia and the Pacific, countries came together with Republic of Korea actually taking the lead on this initiative when it started, right? And ended up adopting a framework agreement on the facilitation of cross-border paperless trade in Asia and the Pacific called the CPTA. So this is a full-fledged United Nations treaty that is an enabling treaty and action-oriented treaty, right? The standards to be used are not specified there, right? They are to be discussed, they are to be pilot tested, and then countries that are parties are expected to work together in developing solutions. The good news, actually, is that most of the SPECA countries at this point, right, Central Asia, I mean countries in Central Asia, that are also member of UNEC, are parties to the treaty at this point of time, and the treaty entered into force in 2021. Because of the implementation of this treaty, we have now a lot of meetings and events taking place on paperless trade in Bangkok, right? Capacity building events, but also consultation, intergovernmental meeting, and so on. So since this year, we've decided to organize every year a paperless trade week, right? So the first one was held last month, right, in June. And the next one was actually, the date was decided by the Paperless Trade Council of the UN treaty, will be held 12 to 16 June 2025, if I'm not mistaken, in Bangkok. So at this point, we'll have everyone who is involved in paperless trade, hopefully there, including, you know, welcome all the UN CFACT experts and UNEC, obviously, to this, right? Third thing I wanted to briefly mention is in going forward. Obviously, you need to, as part of knowing where you stand, you need to do readiness assessments, right? So readiness assessments on cross-border paperless trade This was actually developed over the past 4 or 5 years with an intergovernmental group, the same group that actually negotiated the treaty, the CPTA treaty. And so now there are legal checklists and technical checklists to assess your readiness for cross-border paperless trade and develop national action plan. This has been implemented in 18 countries in Asia and the Pacific, and I understand in Latin America now it's also being implemented. A tool that came out of this work initiated ESCAP is the cross-border paperless trade toolkit that was issued by the World Trade Organization, ESCAP and UNCITRAL together 2 years ago now. And so you're all welcome to take advantage of this. Doesn't matter whether you're in the Asia Pacific region or not, right? The fourth thing I wanted to mention is the cross-border paperless trade database, right? So again, this is part of knowing where we stand and also gathering all the good practices and best practices. So this initiative is actually in collaboration with ICC DSI, Pamela. And the idea of this database is to put in one place all the projects, pilot projects or ongoing projects or even closed projects, right? That deal with a cross-border paperless trade, right? So it's a global database, and so I have no time to go to it, but you have got the website. If you are engaged in a project, right, and then my colleague from the World Bank was mentioning several, right, it would be good to actually have all those projects into the database so that if anyone is interested, from any country is interested in doing something on cross-border paperless trade, they go to the database, just type whatever keywords they want, and the projects come out, and they see what is already happening in this area. The last slide I have, so normally there's full presentation attached to every slide, but I have no time. What I wanted to showcase, because I think in the title of the session, it talks about climate smart, right? So I need to say something about climate smart, but I think clearly, digitalization, we've done quite a bit of research on this at ESCAP on how much you can CO2 emission you can save from going from paper-based procedures to paperless procedures, and the gains are significant. So digitalization of trade procedures is at the core, right? Good for the climate, right? But around that, right? At ESCAP and going forward, right? We are going to focus on green trade facilitation measures, and that actually includes trade facilitation of environmental goods, quite specifically. Also green transport, because transport is really where a lot of the emissions are. And also green non-tariff measures, which mean that a lot of the countries, for example in EU, are putting up CBAM, deforestation regulation, and a lot of procedures associated with this, right? So how do you make sure that those procedures are simplified as much as possible, right? Because those NTMs are important. Those measures are important, but they need to be implemented very efficiently. And at the heart of all of this is digitalization. And that's it. Thank you very much.